A proposed natural gas pipeline running through western Massachusetts is becoming an early point of contention between the Democratic candidates for the area's state Senate seat. The Northeast Energy Direct project has spurred steady activism and countless media reports for much of the past 2 years, with energy company Kinder Morgan filing preliminary information with federal regulators back in September 2014. Most Berkshire area politicians opposed the project, including Senator Ben Downing. In January, the Democrat announced he would retire after 10 years in office. So far, two Democrats, Andrea Harrington and Adam Hines, have been publicly campaigning for the seat. Ronaldo Delgado has taken out nominating papers, but has not yet announced his candidacy. Still, the Pittsfield lawyer is blasting his fellow Democrats for saying they were still looking at the proposed pipeline in early March.
I don't think that's a position of a leader. I think if you're going to run for office on a major issue like that, such foremost concern, you should have had a position.
Harrington and Hines have since publicly announced their opposition. When asked about Delgado's statements, Hines, who is the first to announce his candidacy, says he welcomes more people entering the race.
That has absolutely no connection to my policy positions. I came out against the pipeline in March, and that's I'm proud of that position, and I'm sticking with it. You know, the ultimately, we do have an urgent need to look at some of these short-term energy outlooks, but now is the time to be accelerating efforts to promote clean energy technology and energy conservation and efficiency, and I really hope to play a strong role in that as state senator.
Delgado says news of his intention to run at the end of March pushed Harrington and Hines to oppose the pipeline. Harrington says that is pure fiction.
I was opposed to the pipeline as a private citizen living in Richmond, where the pipeline was going to be going through, and I'm opposed to the pipeline as a candidate for state senate, and I've made that clear for, I would say, since February. So I've been opposed to the pipeline always.
In a WAMC interview in early March, Harrington said she was still considering where she stood on the pipeline. Now, Harrington says, as a new candidate for political office, it's important to take into account all sides of an issue.
So I think it's important to really, when I take a position, to very clearly be able to articulate why I'm taking that position. And I've been very clear on the fact that I'm opposed to the pipeline. I support Attorney General Maura Healey's position that there are better ways for our area to create energy.
Delgado was vocal about his opposition to the pipeline during a recent protest before a Berkshire Superior Court hearing about land access for the Connecticut Expansion Project. The pipeline that is slated to run through constitutionally protected land in Otis State Forest is another Kinder Morgan project. Some see the court case as potentially precedent-setting. Hines was also at the protest, a presence that Delgado calls half-hearted. Here's Hines.
So I did make an appearance, and I was proud to do that. It's clear that our state constitution protects our conservation land under Article 97, and it seems that state lawmakers are not acting on that legislation to waive Article 97. And so, you know, I'm with the state on this important matter.
Delgado says it's inexcusable that the two candidates did not publicly state their opposition from the get-go, since state lawmakers may vote on allowing a pipeline to cross constitutionally protected land.
This really smells of two candidates that didn't have the conviction to stand up for the environment. And saw, oh, Delgado's entering that race. Oh, there's that Bernie Sanders progressive. Oh, there's that green environmentalist. Oh, he's gonna be to the left of us. Me too, me too, me too. That's followership. That's not leadership. That's followership. These are the Me Too kids.
Republican candidate Christine Canning says she opposes Kinder Morgan's projects in the region. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavulis.